I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. But that dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. That some of you already know that it's hard. It's not easy. It's hard changing your life. That in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself and say, God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. Why did this have to happen to me? For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. Their rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever take. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us.
It's very important for you to believe that you are the one. Most people, they raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. They stop growing, they stop working on themselves, they stop stretching, they stop pushing themselves. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? One is because of fear. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? These are not risk takers.
You spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You know other people more than you know yourself. You study them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself.
It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning.
When you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never, ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best you could be. I'm challenging you to define your value.
That everybody won't see it. That everybody won't join you. That everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That you are an uncommon breed. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry. People who are unstoppable and unreasonable. People who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more. The people that are living their dream of finding winners to attach themselves to. The people that are living their dreams are the people that know that if it's going to happen, it's up to them.
If you want to be more successful, if you want to have and do stuff you ain't never done before, number two, I'm asking you to invest in you. To invest in you.
Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. That you don't have to go through life being a victim. And even though you face disappointments, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself.
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
No matter how bad it is, or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibilities.
And some of you right now, you want to be, you know what I'm saying, you want to go to the next level. I want to counsel, you know, I want to be an engineer, I want to be a doctor. Listen to me, you can't get to that level. You can't get to the level economically where you want to be until you start investing in your mind. You're not reading books. I'm challenging y'all to go to conferences. I dare you to invest time. I dare you to be alone. I dare you to spend an hour getting to know yourself. when you become who you are, when you become the person that you were created to be, designed to be who you were designed to be, when you become an individual, what you do is you take yourself and you start separating yourself from other people.
I'm telling you to get to a place where people don't like you and don't even bother you no more. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy, because you're trying to blow up. You're trying to get to the next level.
I need you to invest in your mind. Invest in your mind.
If you still talk about your dreams, if you still talk about your goals, but you have not done anything, just take the first step.
That you can make your parents proud, you can make your school proud, you can touch millions of people's lives, and the world will never be the same again because you came this way. Don't let nobody steal your dreams. After we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. What if we have that kind of attitude? The cause repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win. You can live your dream.
We all have many dreams, and sometimes some of them may return again and again. Today, we will take a look into those dreams and unravel the mysteries of the sleeping state. We will unravel why dreams are filled with certain events or situations, and then take it a step further by relating it to the deeper aspects of life. So open your minds and discover the power given to us all by the Divine Spirit. Tap into the knowing we all hold deep inside. Welcome to Heavenly Whispers. Now, your host, the Reverend Anne Rose, Illumination.
Hello, 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 and welcome. Let me know if you can hear me. Awesome. Hello, everyone. It's a little bit chilly here. Fabulous. Okay. Well, you know, I love doing these shows. I love dream interpretation. And these shows always have a double meaning for me because dreams, of course, one, I think of dreams as internal, but I also think of them as external because your goals, you know, I like to motivate people. I like to make sure that they fulfill what they are here to do. And then your dream state, what's really going on inside, you know, your psyche. The problems that you have on a deep level that you're really not dealing with, and your subconscious is saying, hey, look at me, look at me. These are the things that are going on that you're really not paying attention to. So we're going to build this little world and have you take a look at it and try to figure it out. Because, you know, we're really kids at heart, so we like to do riddles and puzzles and go through the maze, the labyrinth. so to speak. So if you guys want to walk that maze or that labyrinth, we'll pick up the lines for you. Or if you're in the chat room and want to add your two cents, a little more difficult there to do it, but we'll surely take your hand and walk with you. It's nice to see you guys again. Miss Becca, of course, always Raven, and walks with spirit. Kisses and cyber hugs. And for peace, where'd you go? He was in there a second ago. Just kind of one thing I wanted to just go over with you quickly before we start picking up the phone lines. You know, people, some of the things that stop people from going after fulfilling their dreams on a different level, because like I said, it's a double-edged sword here. You know, one is our dream state when we lay down, put our head on the pillow, and the other one is an awakening state. Our dreams, our goals, what we set up for ourselves, and what stops us from fulfilling those dreams, what we tell ourselves anyway. The lies. I don't have enough money. I'm not talented enough to fulfill those dreams. I don't have enough knowledge. I don't have enough experience. I have failed so many times in the past. I'm not lucky enough. That's ego talking. And, you know, what did we say that ego was? And, you know, I always look at ego as edging God out. And if God is not something that you believe in, edging spirit out, edging that higher power out, that higher self out. So what you're really doing is edging yourself out and making that void within yourself bigger. So you're making yourself comfortably numb. So you're making yourself stagnant. So you need to take a look at that. And here are some of the reasons why you can fulfill those dreams. To be able to get out of bed and do what you love for the rest of your life is beyond words. So if you're a person that loves to surf and you are amazing at it, then you should follow that dream. Do what you do best. If you are a writer and you are amazing at it, do what you do best and follow that dream. You can, because it's your dream. You're never given a wish without also being given the power to make it true. You may have to work for it. But eventually, it'll happen. Nothing in life is free. You have the ability to make it happen. If you can sing, make it happen. If you can write, make it happen. You know, if you're a loser, be the best loser you can be. If you're a winner, be the best winner you could be. If you're an artist, be the best artist you can be. Since you have thought about it, then you have the innate ability to achieve it. It's so unique that only you can make it true. That's why you thought of it. You can, because it shapes your future. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." Everything happens because one person thought of it. I think, therefore I am. Think yourself into being. You can, because you can land on the clouds. I'm a dreamer. I have a dream, and I reach for the stars. And if I miss the stars, then I have, and you can grab a handful of clouds. You know who said that? Mike Tyson. Of all people, Mike Tyson. The boxer. Should he have been a boxer? Absolutely, because he was amazing at it. But he probably should have been a writer as well. Wake up now. You are still here. You are still alive. Your dreams give you the information you need. They are the tools. They are the manuals. They are the keys to unlock the secrets of your mind. They give you tons and tons of information. Utilize them. Don't be afraid to. You'd be silly not to. right. Let me take our first caller. 337. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Candace from California, Louisiana. How are you?
Good.
I am calling. Well, of course, I mean, right now I'm trying to follow my dreams as well as a singer. And I'm, but anyway.
I love Louisiana.
No other place like it. A few months ago, I met somebody. I'm a musician, so I was looking and getting some stuff for an instrument, and I met somebody in October, and I had a very, very, very deep connection with this person.
Mm-hmm.
It's an experience unlike I've ever had with anybody. And right now we're just friends and stuff like that. He's also into music as well as I am. But we're just friends.
Why are you
now,
so guarded with your words?
Well, I'm trying to get it so you can understand a little bit. I'm a little country, so excuse me. But I would like to see where you see this friendship going.
I feel like there's somebody else in the picture. I feel like there's like another person or like a relationship that's trying to end so another one can begin. And there's a lot of like loose ends.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it's almost like I want to say I see a lot of traveling because I see there's like a circle of friends, and I also see I don't know if it's you or him. Is there a medical issue?
Nothing from me. You know,
like appendix or something.
Well, I've been really trying to take better care of myself, my health. I mean, I guess I didn't know there was somebody else in the picture. With him or whatever. And I guess I never asked that either, so. But,
Yeah, because I feel like there's an appendix issue. And I can't tell. Because I'm just going to be very blunt. Is this person, Caucasian?
No, he's African American, like I am.
Okay. Is there a Caucasian person as well, or is there a Caucasian person around you?
Around me? No. You know, unless somebody like me and I don't know about it, you know. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, you know.
Because I'm seeing a Caucasian person as
it's
well.
It's possible to be around him. Could be somebody around him. You know, I don't know. You know. I guess I just thought there was something there. I don't know why I thought there was something there with him.
Now, I just have to ask you this question, too. is there a possibility that he can swing both ways?
No.
Okay. Because I see a Caucasian person.
Wow.
Can I see
somebody else? Do you see me meeting somebody else? Or, you know.
Well, I see a group. I see a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And this Caucasian person is very prominent in the middle of this group of people. And the music that I hear is very soft and jazzy. And I don't see this person playing an instrument. I see him being more of a manager type of person.
Yes, that's him. Wow.
Yeah. And I can't, he's very handsy.
Well, he,
you know,
the
always.
Guy that my friend, he's a DJ. So.
Okay. So I'm just putting it out there. And, I don't know why I see him as being the center of it. So I don't know if he's shielding everybody or if he's the one that has the issue. Why is he so prominent if he's, like, protecting people? If he's become, I got to move him out of the way.
Mm.
And he keeps looking at me. Is he from Louisiana, this gentleman?
Yeah, he's from Louisiana.
No, not,
he's from Louisiana.
Not your gentleman.
Oh, I don't know any, you know, I mean, wow.
Hmm. Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite interesting, actually. So I'm just really trying to work on my music and stuff. And
you're going to do well, but you have to step from behind people because I keep seeing you going back in the shadows. You're afraid to come into the light, and you got to let me look at you.
Hmm.
Because you're a shadow person. You like to stay behind things. You have
yeah.
your head down all the time, too.
I've been through some stuff.
Yeah, I know. I know. I can see it.
So, do you see me,
I do see you meeting someone else, but I do see you picking people that are unavailable.
Yeah.
And you don't want to let me in your head. Why?
Well, I'm open. Very much open.
Hey, you're not open. You're blocking me. But it's okay. I'm not gonna jump in there and
Oh, I know. I mean, I'm very, very much open because if you see me meeting somebody else, that's fine. That's perfectly fine with me. I didn't. You're giving me some information. I did not know he was unavailable. Lord Jesus, I didn't. I mean, I guess a couple of years ago he was engaged and the girl broke his heart. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been through. I'm divorced. I've been divorced for a year or so. You know, I guess I thought that was a connection there. I don't know why I thought that was.
Well, there is a connection. You needed to get back out there, and that's okay. But this is your way of, and that's why that guy is protecting you. So I can understand that now. And now he's letting me in. That the other guy is protecting. He's, I know why he's there now. That makes sense. Why would you pick that guy? He's such a dork.
I'm a dork too.
Yeah, well, I know that now. So
yeah.
You're not a dork, you're a geek.
Yeah, you know what I mean. And I guess I liked it because he's so kind. He's a kind-hearted person, and you know, I guess that.
Well, he's not a bad guy. It makes sense. But you have this thing. You really like food too. You're into flavors. So
yeah.
I do see, which is very interesting because I keep hearing Creole and all that other stuff. You're interested in that, but you're not interested. You're like a oxymoron. You're very interested in like heritage and stuff like that, but you don't really want people to know about that. Like you want the information, but you don't. I don't know how to explain it. Like you don't have the accent of it. There's a lot of like French stuff behind.
Yeah,
you. You know what I mean?
A lot of ancestry.
There's a lot of Italian behind you too. I see a lot of old country behind you.
Mm.
Wow. Very interesting. Like I see a lot of grapevines and stuff. Wow, very cool. Hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of like deep roots into the ground. Yeah. Wow. Very, very cool. I think you're going to do well. I mean, you said you're a musician. Is that what you're?
And a singer. I'm a musician.
Yeah, I was going to say your voice is the key, the vibration, right?
Yeah.
But it's really your ears.
Oh my God! How did you keep that up? I have an absolute pitch.
Yeah, your ears. Because you have a hard time saying what you mean and meaning what you say, but you hear everything because you can hear spirit. So which is interesting because your name is Candace and you can be perfectly candid. But very interesting. I think you should really, really journal your dreams and stuff because you really do hear a lot and spirit taps you constantly and whispers in your ear. And you really feel like you're losing your mind sometimes. But I think if you would study Sandalphon, which is the twin brother of Metatron, which is one of the archangels. He is the archangel of music.
Okay.
Look up that angel. You would be pleasantly surprised at the information you would get. And maybe open yourself up to that angel And as you come into your own and as you evolve, you will realize that it is your higher self that is truly coming through. But for now, utilize it in the way that I'm telling you. Because it is your hearing and the vibration that's coming through, and the music is what really, really soothes you and opens you up. And it'll eventually heal you. And you will grow and change and evolve. And when I talk to you, because times are changing so quickly, if I would have met you 4 years ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation. We would have had this conversation a long time ago. But, you know, times are changing so fast that you will evolve quicker. Because you'll heal quicker. So
I've been going through a lot, like lately, and this past, I guess 5 months and stuff. And now that I can close that chapter and stuff. And it's like, I said, we're just friends and stuff. So it's like it's nothing that, you know. Now that I see why we were just friends, it was nothing more. You know.
Yeah. There's also, I don't know if this means anything, but there's either a ring with a red stone, or there's a I don't know if it's a red stone, or somebody has a birthday that is with a red stone, whatever the red stone is, birth month is. I don't know what the red stone birth month is. Let me look in my chat room if somebody... Oh, January or July? Does somebody have a birthday in January or July? Thanks, Becca.
January or July. My sister has a birthday in January. And then I have a baby sister who has a birthday in July.
Okay, so that's either Garnet or Ruby. Or is there anybody with that name that means anything to you?
You said Garnet or Ruby?
Yeah. Or a street or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Or a time frame, January, July? Just sit with that thought. Those time frames. You could always listen to archives, because sometimes, you know, spirit gives us weird stuff.
Yeah. You know, the guy that I will meet, do you pick up on him?
I get this, and it's weird because I'm one of those people that get songs when I hear things, and I'm getting this song, and I don't know if it's this, Maybelline, Why Can't You Be True? Is that the song? It's an old song. But he keeps going back and forth between having these very beautiful dreads, to having a shaved head, to They're having these beautiful dreads. They're having a shaved head.
This guy has
and I'm
drip.
Like, okay, why? Okay, why? But why does he keep going back and forth though? What's the deal with him having? Does he have a brother that looks like him? Or a relative that's very similar to him?
His dad looks a lot like his dad. Like I said, he's short.
Okay.
He has dreads. He's a little older than I am. And his name is Mac.
All right. Because the vision that I'm getting is see if Queen is around. Queen, are you on the phone anywhere? Are you by the phone?
I'm on my cell phone. That's it.
No. I'm talking to my girlfriend, Queen, that's in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Is that you on the phone, Queen? Okay. I'm going to pick up the line and see if she knows the song, Maybelline. I might extend the show. Do you know that song, Maybelline, Queen, and Hello?
Like I say, you know, I mean, instantly we both were saying that we felt a connection and everything like that. And it's just more like a lot of things that's been going on with me and a lot of things that's been going on with him to a point that his finances and his business and stuff like that, and I'm like, you know, I guess I got other things going on with myself too. So, you know, like I said, we're just friends and stuff, and we're taking things really slow. But I mean, I don't know what's going on with him or whatever. That's not, and I didn't know if he was getting.
Yeah, I don't.
But,
Queen,
you know,
is that you?
Yes.
Do you know that? Hi, sweetie. Do you know that song, Maybelline? Is it Maybelline?
Why don't you be true? Why can't you be true? That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah. I wasn't sure
but
if that was the song.
That's all I'm hearing, though, is Maybelline, why don't you be true? Or why can't you be true?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, that you're going to have to look up that song. I don't know who sings it, but look up that song. And I'm also almost kind of, you know, he almost reminds me of not so much Bob Marley, but his son.
Yep. Oh, wow. But he doesn't, he, like, his, wow. And we're the same exact height and everything. Like, we're both 5'7". And it's like, you know, very sensitive person. He's also gifted as well. You know, it's like, you know, I guess, you know, I don't know if he's scared or what. I don't know. I mean, I know he's been hurt too, like I have, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, I would just look at a couple of those things, and like I said, those things will help you out, and let me know what you find out, and call me back next week.
Okay. It's the fact that you even pointed out dread.
Chris put in the chat room, it was Jeremy Lewis, and she put some of the words in there. So
Maybelline, why can't it be true? Well, Maybelline, why can't it be true? You started back doing the things you used to do. Read Jerry Lee Lewis, Maybelline's lyrics. I was motivating over the hill. I saw Maybelline in a Coupe de Ville, Cadillac rolling on an open road, but nothing outrun my V8 Ford. Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis was older than, didn't he marry, like, his cousin, who was, like, what, 12 years younger or something like that. Is that it, Chris?
And then my friend, he's 9 years older than I am.
Yeah, there was a big age difference.
Yeah.
So that's something that you need to look at, too. Yeah.
He's 9 years older than I am. That's
13,
the one.
Yeah. Yeah, so take a look at that, too.
Yeah.
And I think his job was to get you back into the dating scene and get you comfortable with it. And he completed his mission. 9 is the number of completion, so...
Okay.
All right. So I got another call and I want to get to him before our show ends.
Well, thank you.
So you take care. You're very welcome.
I'll let you know if I meet somebody or whatever, and I'll call you back, you know.
Okay, keep me posted.
Hopefully next time I'll meet that other person, that the real person, the real love life. So,
Well, you keep me posted.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. All righty, 229. I will take you in 1 second. Hi, Miss Queen. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I am wonderful. What's going on, lady?
Well, I put a picture of your piece a week or so ago. I still haven't got to the post office, but I put the finished picture. I see you haven't seen it yet. So that's,
I haven't even been on Facebook. It's on Facebook?
Yeah, it's in your private message.
Okay, I'll have to go on there and take a look at it.
And I just got to get to the post office. I'm hoping I'll get there Saturday, but I have issues with the post office, which is a challenge, having an internet business, but I have to overcome that. But anyway, I'm great. No complaints at all. I just finished doing a show. I started my shows again, and I'm playing around, and I saw you on the air. So I said, oh, let me go. Here I am, and I don't want to hold their next caller up, so I see what they got going on for dreams, maybe.
Awesome. All right. Well, I will put you on hold and pick her up or him up. Hold on. All righty. 229. It's on your mind. Let me know where you are from and who are you.
Hi. Yes, my name is Melvin, and I'm from Georgia.
Hey, Melvin. What's going on?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to ask you about two things in my life right now. I work at a mental health community home, and they told me to go home, and I haven't been back to work since the 21st of January. They're doing some type of investigation. And
yeah,
they,
Melvin?
Yeah. Yes.
Let me save you the time, because I heard you on Barbara's show last night. So just because I heard you on her show and I was writing in the chat room. So I'm just going to give you what I was writing in the chat room last night.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
Just because I'm just going to save you the time of just, you know, going through the motions. I feel... therefore I am, but I kind of feel that you're going to be fine, one. I think your eyes should be open and your mouth should be closed. I think that you should not call into the shows only because you don't want anything held against you. Because this is a legal situation. And I think this is much bigger than you. And it's being investigated, not directly related to you. It's because it's being brought against people above you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
And you are good at what you do. And because you are a whistleblower, you were getting transferred or moved out of the way so they could keep doing what they were doing, and it didn't work. You brought attention to a situation that was bad. And though you were doing a good job, that was a bad thing.
Wow.
Unfortunately. So that's why your paperwork disappeared and you had to send it in a different way. And you had to talk to people via different situations. I know, I've been there, done that. So I think that it'll all turn out really good. But right now, just keep looking for employment. Don't wait for this. I think you'll be compensated, but just keep moving forward. But don't harp on this, because this is a negative situation that unfortunately is beyond your control. And like I said, you were really good for these people. And I had told you this a long time ago, what was going to happen with this situation, that you were going to get in a good spot. But unfortunately, stuff like this happens because there's crappy people in the world, and you're going to run across them. And you just got to move forward. And there's always going to be people like this in the world.
Okay.
But there's other places.
Are they going to close this place down?
I think right now they might clean house. And restaff it, quite possibly. But they're going to talk to everybody.
Okay.
And they have to do a thorough investigation.
Right.
That's usually what happens. You know, has been my experience as being a government worker.
Right. I've been, you know, spoke with the investigators and everybody. And like when you said whistleblower, I only reported what my client did to me, and it never got on their desk, I don't believe. I filed an incident report.
Well, that's absolutely right. But, you know, that was the thing. You reported it. See, nothing ever gets reported. And that's what sent off alarms.
So my supervisor was like, well, I should have just shut up.
Right. That's exactly the problem. My point exactly.
I didn't shut up.
Right. And I'm saying that was a bad thing on their part, but that was a good thing. You did the right thing. As a mandated reporter, you did your job.
Right. So are there,
you know,
going
if you were out in the street and you saw somebody getting hurt, you would report it.
Right.
You're a mandated reporter, on or off the job. That is your job as a human being.
Investigators believe me, my report.
Absolutely, absolutely.
They do? Wow.
They do.
Well, I know that they wanted to transfer me immediately after I reported it. But can I, okay, this incident happened on the 14th of January. When I went to get interviewed investigators, they didn't have my incident report that was supposed to have been emailed by my supervisor on the 14th of January. And
I know that.
Yeah, and they pulled up. She said that, oh, wait a minute, let me check. And she said, oh, there it is. But I don't believe that was mine. I think the other one that they filed was on the 22nd. That's 8 days after I had reported this client hit me in the chest area. So did they not, what I'm trying to say, did they not email their supervisors?
Absolutely. They did not.
That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. Because they never seen.
That's why you always CC paperwork to yourself.
Yes.
Always. You always keep a copy of your paperwork.
That's what I did. I made two copies, and she actually asked, Heather actually asked me for one. And I gave her one of mine. But it was stated on the 14th, the man had hit me. That's why I thought that I was going in for investigate that situation. But they said they reversed it and came back and said, oh, he reported it, so let's find something on him to cover us. These other two ladies. It's some ladies that did it, I believe.
But what I see is a woman that you're going to be dealing with that you're going to be in the clear is going to, I see a woman whose name is Catherine who's going to actually clear you.
Okay. Well, is they going to reinstate me back to that house or?
I don't know if it's going to be that house because I don't know what's going on with that house. But I believe that you're going to be compensated. But I don't want to say, worry about that job. But I do want to say, start looking for other work or start either get a lawyer and start making some noise.
Yes. Yes. And that would be, I have one more meeting, and I'm supposed to meet with the final lady from Atlanta. She's here in my hometown now, but they haven't called me to meet with me so they can try to make a decision to bring me back to work at the house.
Well, see, that's your problem. Stop waiting.
Stop what?
You have to be stop waiting. You have to be proactive.
Right. I've been calling every day, and the phone been off the hook, so I'm gonna have to go down there and see what's going on. I need a job because I got thrown out of my house. And I have zero income right now. And the lady, Miss Deborah, when this all started, she comes to me and say, "Well, I want to get you out of this mess, and I want to try to get you a transfer." So she wanted me immediately to write up statement saying I want to transfer out of that house. But I gave it to Miss Heather, and she is the one that could recommend me. She's the one that could transfer me to another facility. Do you see that manifesting?
Well, like I said, I would definitely go and try to get me a lawyer. That's my recommendation to you.
Okay. And under what grounds I can, you know, like file for wrongful termination?
It doesn't cost anything for a consultation.
Right. Okay.
Go in, tell them your situation, and it doesn't cost anything for a consultation.
Well, okay. Well, do you see any income coming for me for where I can be able to? I'm with this program, and I applied for this program to help me with my rent and utilities. Would it, you know, sometimes they'll help you for a couple of months.
Yeah, you should be able to get that, but you should also be able to get unemployment as well. If they terminated you.
I didn't think I could, excuse me?
If they terminated you, you should be able to get unemployment.
See, they haven't told me that. They're doing an investigation without pay.
Well, that's, you know, I don't really know how that works. Queen, do you know how that works?
I got to wait until they terminate me. I want them actually to fire me. Then I get an attorney.
Well, I would definitely go. I wouldn't say I want them to fire you. I would go and, you know, seek counsel and say, you know, can you, because it doesn't cost you anything to get a consultation, and ask them what your options are and go from there.
You know, I don't know about the unemployment. It sounds like he knows what he's talking about, because I've heard him, and at different times, and he's been through the ringer. But I do agree he needs to get a legal consultation. Get several, but when you go in with to have your consult with the attorneys, make sure you have all your questions written down so that you are real clear as to the possibilities. And when you go to one, then you'll be more prepared to ask questions of the next one, because that legal system that's a whole nother ballgame. But you might find someone who specializes in this type of action, and maybe the attorneys will direct you to those attorneys that work in that field, and find one that will take it on a contingency basis. They're only going to take it if they know that they can get some money out of it. So that will let you know, if there's really something to be gotten out of it, because, they're only going to take it if there's a substantial amount of money, because they want to get without you paying them. But do seek legal counsel.
Okay, yes. I was thinking about an attorney here in my hometown. They're three in the same office. They're a very good attorney. And I know one of them.
Now, you don't want to get an attorney that knows everybody else either, because chances are if you know them, they know them.
Yeah, that's true. I will have to.
You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to find another job, and because I can still seek an attorney, a legal help, and also, but I still need income to come in. And just based on what all you said, besides them, I'm not going to wait on them, just like you said. I've been looking for jobs, but do you see anything popping up for me anytime soon? Just employment, just something to do to pay my bills on time.
And you're where? Where are you at?
I'm in Georgia. Yes, ma'am.
Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Are you are you right next to the railroad tracks?
Railroad tracks.
Are they close by you?
That's kind of this one downtown area. I'm about 15 minutes away from a railroad track.
Mm-hmm.
Melvin.
Yes.
You know, I just want to put this on your mind. Like I said, I've been hearing your journey, your life journey, and it's almost to me like you should be working for yourself. You should figure out some kind of way. You're a hard worker. You persevere. You know, you're the type of person and to even do yard work, picking up salvage, figure out some kind of way that you can generate money on your own. And as far as your bills, call your bill collectors and ask them, you know, for an extended time. Let them know ahead of time to take that pressure off of you. But I feel like you would be very successful being in business on your own. And that's something I want you to think about because for whatever reason, you're not getting along with these people that you work for. They just, for some reason, you just keep bumping heads with them. And even something as minuscule, just to give you an idea, selling newspaper, and I know that probably doesn't generate a lot of money, but to begin to open up your mind to the possibility that, you know, I can make this money on my own. And I'm just putting that out there to you because that's what I really feel in my heart. I've been feeling you for a long time, and I'd like to, you know, to see you be able to not have to go through all of this. And that could be the way that you could do it. Is there anything that you'd like to do besides work and go to school? I know you like basketball or football, one of those. Working with
I am a football coach. And actually, I've seen where online that they need a strength and conditioning coach, so I'm going to post a cover letter in my resume to the coach here in my same hometown. And I have coached at this high school before. And last year he was going to hire me, but they said that he didn't have enough funds. So hopefully they have generating some money now, and I get hired there. That's what I really love to do. I love working with kids. I love helping them. And I was doing this mental health field just to have a income.
And how old are you now?
Excuse me?
How old are you?
I'm 54. And I have like 8 classes away from getting my bachelor's degree for middle grade education, but ran out of tuition and trying to find a grant. If I can get a grant and also a small business loan, I will open me up a business with T-shirts and sportswear. I like selling stuff like that. I create T-shirts. I do designs on T-shirts.
There you go. There you
People
go. And you know what else? You know what else I'm feeling? I've been hearing fabulous stories about people. I don't know how you could get it done. Maybe somebody write an article for you. Maybe post something on Facebook. People are getting money from GoFundMe. I mean, people are donating money. It's usually with a newspaper article or something. But so
yes, I'm already on GoFundMe.com. I'm on there because I'm on Facebook, but I'm on GoFundMe.com. But it's concerning my son back in June when he got shot. I was raising money up for his physical therapy. And right now, you know, it's not that much, but he's paralyzed, and that's what I'm trying to get him in the right, in the physical therapy where he can start moving his limbs.
Well,
so I am on GoFarMe.com and on Facebook.
You need to talk about your situation more in terms of getting money. You keep having challenges with these jobs. You're trying to help your son. You're a good person. And if you put it up.
I am. Just getting a lot of bad breaks for some reason.
Well, it's time to change it. And
I'm willing to change it. I'm open to receive the blessings that from the heavens. I'm really open to receive. I want to make change. I want to be able to be successful. I mean, I'm a great football coach. The kids are, you know, we connect just like glue. I mean, it's amazing. But
did you ever think of just doing something or moving to a different place?
Yes, ma'am, I have. I've been thinking about moving to another town about 2.5 hours away from me.
I mean, like really just moving far, far away.
I've thought about it. I even thought about California. I have a friend, classmate out there, and it has to be sports related. I thought about moving at Athens, Georgia. I would love to coach for the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, I am blessed. God has blessed me with this skill, and it comes natural to me as far as coaching and communicating with the kids. But I've been lately in this hospital and in this group home, I've been around a lot of negativity, a lot of people with negative entities around them. It's just, and I am not nowhere near that. You know, I'm like in the middle of all this negativity. And when I went to this house, when I got hired, it was a lot of drama already had been going on there. And I just got caught up in the middle of it.
Well, I wish you the best.
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
And I'm sure you'll keep us posted.
I will.
You're going to be all right, Marvin. You know, I gave you a reading and I don't know if it was November or December, but I know that every little thing is going to be all right. I truly do.
Okay.
And good things happen to good people. And you just have to believe that to be so.
Yes, I believe it. Yes, I really do. You know, I really do.
And just to end this on a positive note.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe that man hit you in your chest.
Yes, ma'am.
To wake you up. So I want you to think about that.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't just a punch in the chest out of cruelty, but I want you to think about the whole situation. It was while you were bathing him, right? And he punched you in the chest. So it was during a cleansing process. Right?
Oh, right, right, yes.
So, just think about it. Try to dissect that in that situation, and then take it back to yourself.
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
all right.
Oh, I got. Yes, I got it. Yeah, I already got it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So much. Thank you all, both, everybody. Yes.
So, another wonderful show, guys. Thank you very much. We'll see you on Sunday for Food for the Soul. Oh, not Sunday, Saturday, sorry. Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Food for the Soul with the chef from Down Under. And much love and much light to you all. See you later.